'Cause it's midnight in Montgomery. Just hear that whippoorwill. See the stars.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this, what's left of this Monday morning. We do appreciate it. Text, we'll try to get in a few of your texts, time permitting. 251-343-0106. Joining us now here in the Fairhope Bureau, she's running for Baldwin County Circuit Court Clerk, Kim Earl, sitting here. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. You're running. Let's start here. Tell us a little bit about the office. Some of us may not be aware. It's a down ballot office. It's a down ballot race, but it's still on the ballot, and people still have an opportunity to vote on who fills this position. What does the clerk do in this role here?
Well, the circuit clerk has a very important role in the court system. We are your custodian of criminal and civil records, divorce. We are also responsible for your absentee ballots to make sure they're safe and secure. We are also responsible for all the financials in the court system. Every penny that's receipted and paid out, we have to account for. So there's a lot of important roles that the circuit clerk is responsible for. That's just a general idea for people to understand the importance of the circuit clerk.
Well, tell me this, and we had a candidate for the Mobile County circuit clerk. Why is this something that, and why do you think it's important enough it rises to the level of it being put on the ballot for voters? Why wouldn't it be appointed? Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, it's really simple. It's in the Constitution of Alabama that the circuit clerk is an elected position. Now, when a circuit clerk is serving and they elect to retire or whatever it may be, it is appointed for an interim clerk until the election cycle comes up.
Well, and you know, why is this the time you have chosen to seek this office? Like, I guess tell us a little bit about yourself and then what led you to this point, into getting into politics here.
I would love to. Well, I'm a lifelong resident of Baldwin County. I live in Daphne in the Belforce community. Actually, I'm married, and today is our 24th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I have one son, and I have three grandchildren. We have a blended family, so I do have a stepson and a stepdaughter, and we have grandchildren on that side also, and it works well for us. And the right time, there's several reasons why. I have worked over 36 years in the circuit clerk's office in Mobile, but I've always lived in Baldwin County my whole entire life. A lot of people ask me, why are you working in Mobile and not Baldwin County? It's very simple. When I was 19 years old and I had to take that test, my first choice was Baldwin County, and I was never called for an interview. Mobile called me, and I'm 21 years old, and I have a 2-year-old son that I have to support. So that's how I ended in Mobile. I started day one in the circuit clerk's office, the payment window, and I have worked my way up through the years, worked hard, been a team player, tried to absorb every bit of the information that I could. And when I started this journey, I've always had a dream of being the circuit clerk, and I had a circuit clerk that just gave me that slight nudge. She informed me that the position was going to be available, and she said I needed to apply for it. So myself, I got up from my desk and went straight into her office. I said, are you trying to get rid of me? And she was like, absolutely not. She said, you can do this and you can do it well. I said, you know, I can do this and I can do it well. So besides having a dream of being elected as a circuit clerk, there's a number of reasons why it's the right time for me. You can't deny that this is the first election cycle since our elected circuit clerk has been out. So that's great. I'm a perfect age. I feel like personally that I'm knowledgeable enough and experienced enough to be the circuit clerk of a very important court system. And even in my personal life, you know, you have to be devoted. You have to work hard to win an election, and you have to have the support from your husband and your family and your friends. And even financially, you need to be able to handle running for office, because it's not for the faint of hearts. And I've worked very hard. I hit the ground running a little over a year ago. I knew I had to inform the citizens of Baldwin County about myself and my experience, and it was just the right time of my life. I did not want to end my career of not ever even trying, because I know I can represent Baldwin County and represent them well.
Talk about running in a county like Baldwin County. You know, I've seen you at lots of events. Seems like you see a lot of your signs up. I know signs don't vote, but it's still a good show of support. Baldwin County's a huge county, from Little River all the way to the Floribama. I mean, that's Fort Morgan. That's a lot of territory.
It is.
And I guess people don't really think about it, but how do you even tackle a county like this?
Well, you have to have support. My husband has been there for me every step of the way. We met some incredible friends on this journey, and they have helped with the process of the signs. They have supported me in events that I've had to go to. I have actually had to just relinquish the fact that my husband has to take care of the house, and because I still work full time in Mobile County, so I have to do my job. And then after hours, I am going to events. During work hours, I take my vacation time. So my whole year has been devoted to going to events and letting the people make that final judgment on who's going to be elected on March the 5th.
When you talk to them and you say, "Yeah, I'm running for clerk," and you know, do they ask you questions pertinent to the office? I mean, and or do you need to explain it to them? Do you sometimes get this like, "Well, I have a problem with X, Y, and Z that is pertinent to what your role is," and you can give them a good answer? Like, talk about those interactions on the campaign trail, if you would.
It is very diverse. Most people, the question is, what exactly is a circuit clerk? Number one question. The second question is, why is it an elected position, and why am I running? That's my three most important questions that people ask. And I happily explain in a very, you know, smaller version of what the responsibilities of a circuit clerk is. But they also have issues coming into the, you know, they've experienced interaction with the circuit clerk's office, whether it be good or bad. They do ask, are you responsible for instance, divorces? Well, yes, we are the court system that you file your divorce. But also we affect people's lives, because the circuit clerk's office, we are the clerks who enter the judge's orders. So it's important to share that knowledge with the people, and for the voters to see that I am qualified, that I do have over 36 years of continuous service in the circuit clerk's office. I have been, the majority of my career, I spent in the criminal division over the magistrate's office. I'm now over a division of the civil courts, and I have been the internal auditor for 6 years now, and which I'm over seven division of their financials. And it's important that people know that their tax dollars are accounted for and it's paid out the way it should be by law, and that you're experienced enough to handle that. So I do get a lot of questions that have nothing to do with the clerk's office, but I graciously listen to their issues. And then I do have legitimate people who have issues with the court system. And most people, when you are dealing with the court system, you want to have a pleasant the right. most pleasant experience that you can. We cannot give legal advice, but we can be kind to the people. We can answer the phones and professionally explain to them that we cannot tell you what to do. But most people that you're dealing with that come into the court system are upset, whether or not you're a plaintiff or a defendant or a victim of a crime. You are upset because you feel like you have been wronged by the in the court system. We receive the brunt end of their anger, and the professionalism, and to share the knowledge with the clerks and make sure the upcoming generation is so important to everybody that has any dealings with the court system. Teamwork is huge for me. Communication is huge for me, and respect is huge for me in a court system. And I just want to make sure that Baldwin County is, we are doing the best that we possibly can. I do truly feel like positive change is healthy in offices. And when you have a person with the experience and knowledge that I have, I feel like I can bring a whole lot to the Baldwin County Circuit Clerk's office.
Talk about that. You mentioned the financials. What's the size and scope of something that you would take under? Like how much? And then in a Mobile County is probably a lot bigger. I don't know. I assume, but like your overall of this, like you said, a dollar amount. Like, what are you having to? What are sort of the scope of the duties here? I guess.
Well, every court, whether it be criminal or civil, if you're in civil, you have filing fees. And that money is, I tell people, just like to make it easy for them to understand, we pay our bills once a month. With a court is similar. That money has to be dispersed out. There's many agencies that gets portions of that. It goes to the state comptroller's office. So if, for instance, in Mobile, we average in the departments about $2.5 million a month in receipts. A lot of that is money, restitution money to victims. So it's our job to make sure that money is being paid out to the victims, or the money is being paid out to the agencies that we should every month. On the last day of the month, we do this. So to train people to make sure that they're coding these cases correctly, to make sure these agencies are receiving their dollars that they, by law, should receive, is very, very important. Errors do happen when you're dealing with that much money. And to have someone that's knowledgeable to be able to locate the errors, let's get this corrected and make sure that we are doing our job properly and training the future on the financials. It's difficult. The court systems and their financials are very convoluted, and it is difficult.
Very complicated. Mm-hmm. We're joined by Kim Earle for just a few more minutes. She's running for Baldwin County Circuit Clerk here on the Republican ticket. You mentioned Pleasant, but I think so much of government, it's a question about efficiency. And you know, not having to wait in line or whatever, and because whenever you think about it, you're like, oh man, you know, you can just see the lines. And what's, I haven't had to deal with either office, but what does that look like right now? Is there ways to improve the status quo?
I think that there's always for improvement in any office. In Baldwin County, I do not work in the circuit clerk's office in Baldwin County. I work in Mobile. But when I'm elected, if God blesses me with this election, I'm going to assess the offices, including the satellite offices. The satellite offices are huge in Baldwin County. It is a long way from Fairhope or Foley to Bay Minette. So I want to assess those offices also and make sure that we are as effective and efficient as possible. Each court, we're very blessed in Alabama. We have a unified judicial system. So a clerk can go to any 67 counties, and it's the same computer system. It's the same type work, but we're not uniform. So I will assess the office and make appropriate decisions for the circuit clerks. And if we may not be doing the same type processing of civil papers, but let's go in there with some new eyes and new ideas and new beginnings. And let's look at it. And I want them to give me the opportunity to share my knowledge, because I certainly want to receive their knowledge also. I think we all have something to offer that's positive, and that's my job as the circuit clerk, to make the circuit clerk's office the best, the most effective, and most efficient and productive that we can possibly be.
Well, March 5th will be here before you know it.
Yes.
And you've been at this for, like you said, a year now.
I have. I've worked very hard.
My guess is, like, whatever happens beyond that, you'll feel like a part of you dies that when you're just used to this lifestyle, right? But
well, I'm looking forward to being able to clean my yard up.
Yeah. All these things you got on the list of things to do here. But before I let you go, if folks want to find out more about your campaign, find out about you, or get in touch with you even, how could they do so?
I do have a Facebook page, Kim Earl, that's E-A-R-L, for Baldwin County Circuit Clerk. You can send me a message. I would love to answer any questions that I possibly can. I do have a webpage, KimEarl.com, and you can find out a little bit more about my personal life and my career in the circuit clerk's office. And I look forward to March 5th. I'm a basket of nerves here lately, and I'm still working hard for the citizens of Baldwin County, and I look forward to representing Baldwin County well. I will promote a open door policy, because I feel like it's important that I hear your issues. What is your problems with when you have to come into the circuit clerk's office? The staff is very important. You know, they need good, positive leadership, and I look forward to bringing that to the circuit clerk's office here in Baldwin County.
Well, Kim, thanks for stopping by, and best of luck to you weeks.
I appreciate it.
Kim Earl, ladies and gentlemen, running for Baldwin County Circuit Clerk. Y'all keep an eye out. Those of you that vote on my side of the bay here. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
A couple guys in first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendant.